WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Some people would have you believe that if you listen to rock and roll music from the 50s, you're tuning into a time when life was just one big party. But rock and roll historian Ed Ward says the lyrics from many of those songs will tell another story.
These days, I've been seeing an ad on late-night television that really chaps me. Oh, I'm not talking about one of those ads that has appropriated some great rock and roll classic to sell stuff to the so-called baby boomers, although don't get me going on that either. Now, this is an ad for one of the innumerable oldies compilations that are cluttering the airwaves, one called Fun Rock. Now, I'm not positive the exact wording of this ad, but it goes something like this. Remember the good old days when rock didn't have a message or a meaning, when it was just fun? From there, the ad cuts to various vignettes of people singing along to silly songs. They roll a list of the ones on the compilation, and they give the 800 number. Okay, there are two problems here. The first is rather minor. Rock, to me, is the sort of pseudo-virtuosic sludge that took over in the late 60s and 70s. Rock and roll with the roll expunged. That stuff almost always had a message, but since it's not what they're selling, we'll pass on that. Now, much more insidious is the message they're trying to sell in this ad, that classic rock and roll had no message or meaning. Let's take a song with a silly section in it, like this one.
Dip, 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 dip. Sha-la-la-la, 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 sha-la-la-la.
Wait, you know what the next words are, don't you? That's right, get a job. Now that's a message, but it might just be a humorous way of telling a teenager to get lost, to get out from underfoot. But in this case, it's not. Let's hear some more.
Get a job. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la. You may be worried about the time to get me out of my bed and find a job. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la. You're after breakfast every day, you know the one and time away.
It's true that the Silhouettes' lead singer is sort of hard to understand, but the deal is that he's living with his girlfriend who pushes the want ads his way at breakfast, and then, at the end of a day's job hunting, tells him, preaching and a-crying, that he's lying about the job that he never could find. Nor was he alone. When this song came out in 1957, there was a recession on in America, and, then as now, black people felt it first and hardest. The Silhouettes were lucky. Instead of getting a job, they got a hit, because their song touched a nerve in the common predicament of the time. And the silly sha-da-da-das were there to sort of take the edge off of a very serious tale about a relationship that was about to explode and probably end under the pressure of economic conditions the singer couldn't do anything about. Let's try another song, one with a lot of funny verses in it.
Arrested on charges of unemployment, he was sitting in the witness stand. The judge's wife called up the district attorney. She said, free that brown-eyed man. If you want your job, you better free that brown-eyed man. Flying across the desert in a TWA, I saw a woman walk across the sand. She'd been walking 30 miles en route to Bombay to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. Her destination was a brown-eyed handsome man. Way back in history, 3,000 years, in fact, ever since the world began, there's been a whole lot of good women shedding tears over a brown-eyed handsome man. It's a lot of trouble with a brown-eyed handsome man.
Now, even when I was 11 years old and heard Johnny B. Goode for the first time, I'd figured out that Chuck Berry's main subject was himself. So when I heard Brown-Eyed Handsome Man, it wasn't hard for me to decide that it wasn't the man's eyes that were brown and made him so irresistible, even to white women. Well, I mean, you don't think the judge's wife was black, do you? No. Even making a joke about how the Venus de Milo lost both of her arms in a wrestling match to win a brown-eyed handsome man can't disguise the fact that this top 10 hit, in which, you'll notice, the guy was arrested on charges of unemployment, another bit of social commentary, was an anthem of black pride, loud and clear. It wasn't just black people who had problems, either. Here's an old favorite, Summertime Blues by Eddie Cochran.
Well, try to get a date. My boss says,
no dice, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use the car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Well, you say at least the kid's got a job. Yes, but he's beginning to understand that he's still not a person. That although he, as a teenager, may have money and access to the family car, he still doesn't have the freedom he thought would come naturally as a result. In the last verse, he even complains to his congressman, who ignores him because he's too young to vote. Now, admittedly, in the wake of the changes Bob Dylan wrought on song lyrics, these might seem tame. But remember, the very act of listening to rock and roll in the years 1956 to 1958, when these songs were hits, was an act of daring, of self-assertion, and of deep meaning. All rock and roll had a message and a meaning, as well as being fun. For the nostalgia mongers to try and convince you otherwise so that they can sell you your past is a despicable act.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll.
You gotta fight for your right to party. Your pops quit your smoking, man, he says, no way.
You're listening to Fresh Air.